Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 27, 2026, through Friday, May 1st, 2026. Monday, April 27, 2026. Miami, Florida developer charged with $85 million fraud scheme used to fund luxury yacht and lifestyle. Rishi Kapoor, a former chief executive officer of Location Ventures, was charged with orchestrating an $85 million fraud scheme, failing to pay millions in taxes, and lying to financial institutions to obtain funds to purchase a luxury yacht. As alleged, although Kapoor raised approximately $85 million from investors, most of the promised real estate projects were never built. Despite being entitled to a cap salary of $400,000 plus certain fees, Kapoor diverted substantially more funds for personal use, including the purchase of a 68-foot yacht and a residence in Coco Plum. The indictment alleges that Kapoor misrepresented to investors the amount of his personal financial contributions to Location Ventures, claiming he had invested $13 million alongside his business partner and family, when in reality, he contributed roughly half that amount. Kapoor also allegedly deceived escrow agents to secure the release of pre-construction condominium deposits and then misappropriated those funds for personal expenses unrelated to the developments. As a result, condominium projects in Coconut Grove and Miami Beach were never built. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, April 28, 2026. D.C. Solar attorney sentenced to 11 years in prison for his involvement in the D.C. Solar billion-dollar Ponzi scheme. R.I.J. Lahr was sentenced to 11 years and 5 months in prison for his role in the biggest criminal fraud scheme in the history of the Eastern District of California. From approximately 2009 to January 2019, Lahr, an attorney licensed to practice law in California, was outside counsel to DC Solar and provided legal and business advice concerning DC Solar's operations. Lahr's role gave the scheme legitimacy and diminished any suspicion the investors might have had. According to court documents, between 2011 and 2018, DC Solar manufactured mobile solar generators that were mounted on trailers. The company touted the versatility and environmental sustainability of the generators and claimed that they were used to provide emergency power to cell phone towers and lighting at sporting and other events. Martinez, California residents Jeff Karpoff and his wife Paulette Karpoff and their co-conspirators solicited investors to invest in the generators and large multi-million dollar transactions using a variety of fraudulent techniques. A key part of the fraud was the investors would never actually take possession of the generators. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, April 29, 2026. Two admit roles in scheme involving millions of dollars stolen from victims of online scams. Richard Fasanella and John J. Entocci have pleaded guilty in Hartford, Connecticut federal court to conspiracy charges related to receiving, moving, and converting millions of dollars from stolen victims of online scams. According to court documents and statements made in court, Fasanella, a U.S. citizen who resided in Venezuela, connected with others who used various online scams, including romance scams, to defraud dozens of primarily elderly victims out of millions of dollars. Between approximately 2018 and 2024, Fasanella opened various bank accounts in his own name and in the name of various sham companies, and he directed associates, including Entocci, to open bank accounts in the name of various sham companies that Fasanella ultimately controlled. Fasanella, Entocci, and others used these bank accounts to deposit nearly $9 million in checks cash, and money orders that have been mailed to them from scam victims. Fasanella, Intochi, and others kept a percentage of these funds for themselves, and Fasanella, with the assistance of Intochi and others, moved the remaining money to other bank accounts or financial institutions, and ultimately to the cryptocurrency wallets of the scam operators. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Quincy, Massachusetts man sentenced to over 1 year in prison for bank fraud and money laundering as part of stolen treasury check ring. Eric Banks was sentenced to 14 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. In November 2025, Banks pleaded guilty to one count of bank fraud and 5 counts of money laundering. Banks obtained a stolen U.S. Treasury check for $1,127,331.80 made out to a New York-based company. Banks formed a Massachusetts-based entity with the same name, opened a bank account for that fake entity, and deposited the check. In addition, Banks created a second fake entity and opened a bank account in the name of this second fake entity. Other individuals who obtained and deposited stolen U.S. Treasury checks transferred over $1.3 million to this bank account created by Banks. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, May 1st, 2026. Nigerian and Georgia men charged in stolen identity tax refund fraud scheme that sought over $100 million from the IRS. Akinade, Adijai, Rahim, and Abiomi, Quadri, L2 were charged with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud, money laundering, aggravated identity theft, and other crimes arising out of a scheme to defraud the IRS using stolen identities. According to the indictment, Rahim, Quadri, and L2 conspired together and with others to claim fraudulent tax refunds using the stolen identities of accountants and taxpayers. Over the course of their scheme, the co-conspirators allegedly filed more than 300 false tax returns, claiming over $100 million in refunds from the IRS. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.